33.1. Read, listen, and watch.
Read the following exercise and try to associate the ideas in English without literal translation. Man-made disasters. Slow-handed assassins such as air pollution, nuclear waste, arms testing, political agendas, and even the cutting of trees are damaging the human race in ways that cannot be described. Human beings are, in most cases, perfectly aware of their actions. They can tell the difference between right and wrong at an early age. Even so, very often, they make decisions to terminate the lives of their own kind. Take, for example, in the most aggressive of ways, horrid acts of terrorism against large amounts of innocent bystanders as primary proof of what man is capable of when trying to make a point of a political or ideological nature. In more passive and subdued ways, the same effect is taking place even against the actions of those so-called environmentalists who are supposed to protect nature. We find ourselves behind the eight ball, and it is not a mystery to any of us that it has been our fellow man who has put us there. Reasons such as the constant search for state-of-the-art technology, differences because of social status, race, and nationalities, which can go along with holding grudges from past events. Example, slavery, colonization, religious disagreements, etc., have turned men against each other and started an ongoing killing spree that seems to be a never-ending one. If natural disasters happen to come into our lives in an unwarranted way, leaving behind nothing but destruction, heartache, and sorrow, at least we can take comfort from knowing that there is nothing that can be done to prevent them. Or is there? Let's cut to the chase and realize that some of those natural disasters also have been generated by the cause and effect concept that can be blamed on the human race. The same cannot be said about man-made disasters. But then, we would have to ask ourselves, can't we all just get along?